this meeting of the House Amendment Affairs and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It is 1:03 p.m., Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. We're in the state capitol, the Grunberg Room, room 120. Present are Representative Rauscher, Representative Jackson, Representative Tarr, and myself, Chair Ledoux. We have an excused absence, formally excused, for Vice Chair Tuck, and Representative Thompson and Representative Kopp are not here because they have a conflict with some other subcommittee meeting or something like that, that we're all dealing with conflicts these days. So let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business. Please silence all of your electronic devices. Before we begin, I want to introduce my committee aide, Zanine Tuck, and thank Butch Garber with House Records and Madison Truitt, who is with the LIO moderating the meeting. Today we have some housekeeping and one additional item to consider. So our housekeeping matter is HB 71 State Personnel Act Veterans Experience. And unfortunately, during the meeting of March 14th, 2019, the committee moved HB 71 version 31-LS3036-1/A out of committee without the fiscal note. My apologies for that. So we're going to need to bring the bill back before the committee to include the fiscal note previously distributed to the members. And so at this point, I'd like to entertain a motion to rescind the committee's actions of Thursday, March 14th, 2019, and bring HB 71 back before the committee. Can I have a motion?
Yes. Oh, Madam Chairwoman, I move that the committee rescind action in adopting HB, pardon me, did you say 71? Madam Chairman, I move that the committee rescind action in adopting HB 71, bringing the bill back before the committee for further consideration.
No objection. So HB 71 is before the committee. Are there any questions or comments regarding the fiscal note? Seeing none, do you have another motion by any chance?
I do. Madam Chair, I move that HB 71, which is 31-LS0361-A, be moved from committee with attached fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Seeing no objections, HB 71 is passed from the House Military and Veterans Affairs Special Committee. The committee will now turn to HJR 12 Northern Rail Extension. Representative Tallarico.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. I do appreciate the opportunity to present HJR 12 to you today. And I know we have had some very busy schedules, Madam Chair. You and I sat through a subcommittee meeting together this morning.
So yes.
I do appreciate this opportunity. Madam Chair, the HJR 12.
Representative Tallarico, I know this is just the formality, but can you identify us and then introduce your committee aide?
I certainly will, yes. I'm sorry. I'm Dave Tallarico. I'm the representative for House District 6. And with me is Tom Studler. And Tom works for me. And I will say you've got a lot of backup information. And that is Mr. Studler's handiwork. He did a great job, actually, researching this and did a very thorough job. I just want to put that on the record. He did terrific. So
thank you, and thank you, Mr. Studler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate that. And I'm sorry I skipped that formality. Madam Chair and committee members, House Joint Resolution 12 it involves the Northern Rail Extension to Fort Greely and Delta Junction, which would support military operations, mining, and agriculture in the interior of Alaska. In the Act of 1914, Congress authorized the construction of a railroad in Alaska. And the railroad was to connect one or more open harbors in Alaska with the interior of Alaska to help develop agriculture and mineral resources in Alaska, to help us settle the state, particularly in all of the public lands therein, and provide transportation of fuels for the military, transporting troops, arms, munitions, the mail, and other governmental and public uses. Unfortunately, that has not been entirely completed to all of our military installations in Alaska. The Alaska Railroad Transfer Act of 1983, at that time, Congress again recognized the importance of the railroad in providing freight and passenger rail service to Alaska. Congress also found that continuation of services and the expansion of those services are necessary to achieve federal, state, and private objectives. The state's continued operation, together with expansion of the railroad, constitutes an appropriate public use of the rail system. Once again, the dream of expansion was unrealized. Finally, in 2013, almost 100 years later, the Northern Rail expansion was proposed by the Alaska Railroad in conjunction with the Department of Defense. The four-phase plan was completed. Phase one, crossing the Tanana River, was completed. The remaining three phases need to be accomplished before we can realize the completion of the Northern Rail expansion. With the expansion of the Fort Greely Missile Complex and expanded training ranges, increased agriculture in Delta Junction, and increased mining operations in the area, this resolution would support critical infrastructure development, would also assist our national security, economic development, and natural resource development in the state of Alaska. The Northern Rail Extension Project would provide essential freight and passenger service to support transportation and mobility needs of the region. This project is long overdue for Alaska, and I would ask for support on this resolution. And Madam Chair, I would add to that that I know that you were all with me when we sat at a joint session, I know specifically one of our senators, but I do believe both of our U.S. senators had mentioned the importance of resolutions occasionally when they get support from the state of Alaska. What I'm really looking to do is have this project completed, and I know you were in the legislature, and I believe that Representative Tarr was also a legislator when the Tanana River Bridge was a big hot debate, and you know they worked very hard on that project and everything, and they finally got it all approved and everything and got the bridge built across the Tanana. And what we're lacking is the rail that lays all the way out down to Fort Greely. With the expansion of Fort Greely, I see this as being kind of a critical piece of infrastructure for national defense, and it would also provide us just absolutely marvelous transportation corridor and service deeper into the interior. I would talk all day, Madam Chair, but thank you very much. I do appreciate the opportunity to present the resolution.
Thanks for coming in and introducing the resolution. Does anybody have any questions for Representative Tallarico or for Mr. Studler at this point? Representative Jackson.
I do. Thank you for all the research and support and reading that I can do, but I'm just curious, is there any reason why this was not completed by the railroad, or do they have objections to this?
For the record, Thomas Studler, staff of Representative Tallarico, through the chair, Representative Jackson. When the funding was granted by the Department of Defense, they granted the initial funding to complete the bridge so that the military could gain access to the huge training areas out on the Tanana Flats. And then the second phase was to lay rail across that bridge. The third phase is to lay the rail down to Delta Junction, or down to Delta. And then the fourth phase is to go back across the river into Delta Junction / Fort Greely. So that's why just the bridge itself was funded by the Department of Defense.
Certainly.
So when it was funded, did they not foresee the completion of this project?
Through the chair, Representative Jackson, unfortunately, I'm not able to speak to what federal government or why their wisdom in that Department of Defense was. I know that they asked to have it built. One reason was for the missile defense system. The other reason was to gain access to the training areas that had been constructed down at Fort Greely. Why the Department of Defense never followed through since then, I have no idea. I can't answer that question. hence the resolution to go back and ask the Department of Defense to provide the funding.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Any further questions?
Madam Chair.
Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wonder if we're looking at this Northern Rail Extension Project area map that was included from the railroad. So where we're at today, just to make sure, is the phase one, the bridge, approach road, and levee, and then phase, I guess phase two then, have both been completed as well as the bridge, and then we need to do phase three and phase four? Did I get that right? Sorry, I know.
Representative Tarr, through the chair, phase one has been completed with the construction of the access route and the bridge. Phase two is to lay the rail on that access route from Eielson Air Force Base through Salcha across the river to a staging area on the training grounds. Phase three is to do the 38 miles of rail from the staging area down to Delta. And then stage four is to go back across the river into Delta Junction / Fort Greeley. That's from memory, but I hope I think I'm correct.
Pretty good. Follow up?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I was just trying to get myself oriented on the map here, I was just remembering when we went to Delta Junction this summer on the farm tour, and the feed co-op and the feed and fertilizer co-op is actually built along where the railroad was supposed to come through there, because it's actually built so that it could do rail shipments, is my understanding, right? Okay. Thank you.
Further questions? Yeah, Representative Rauscher.
Yeah, I want to thank you for, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to the sponsors for the maker of this resolution. But what I'm wondering is, the right-of-way already bought? Since the project was actually planned but never happened, is the right-of-way bought yet?
Representative Rauscher, through the chair, I hate to be so anxious. The right-of-way is military lands, so the military's already given the access to that property to the railroad. It's military land. It's not private property or state property. It's private land. It's military land. And as part of the project, they gave the right-of-way through the railroad on that.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So will this affect private property owners? And the issues we have seen with owners having their titles clouded?
Representative Jackson, through the chair, I don't believe that's the case with this, because this, where it's going to come across the river in Delta, is almost direct access into Fort Greeley at Delta Junction. So that's, I don't think there's any private property associated with that. I would have to go back and research, but I don't believe there's any private property affecting this.
Eddie's.
Oh, Eddie's?
Eddie's.
Okay. We have any further questions? Well, with no further questions, I'm now going to open this up for public testimony. Is there anybody either in the audience or online who would like to testify on this resolution? Seeing none, we are going to close public testimony. Are there any either additional comments that the committee would like to make, or that either Representative Tallarico or Mr. Studman Studler would like to make?
Oh. Madam Chair.
Representative Tallarico.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Dave Tallarico for the record. I just want to thank the committee for taking the opportunity to hear the resolution. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Representative Tallarico. We are going to, at this point, put HJR 12 aside. If anybody has any amendments, please get those to my office by Thursday, March 20th at 5 p.m. Our next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, March 21st at 1 p.m. It is now 2:19, and this concludes our meeting of the Military and Veterans Affairs Special Committee. We're now adjourned.